Hello, David Dolan here. It's unclear how many jobs will be lost following news dozens of Target stores will be closing down nationwide. Up to 25 will shut as part of a cost-cutting move by parent company Wesfarmers, while all 50 of the smaller Target country stores will be closed in regional areas. However, some will be converted into Kmarts. An 80-year-old woman from New South Wales has become the country's latest coronavirus fatality. She passed away in Sydney's Concord Hospital, taking the national death toll to 101. In the past 24 hours, 12 new cases have emerged in Victoria, 5 linked to Cedar Meats, while New South Wales has recorded 3 new infections. Plenty of potholes are about to be filled. Local councils are sharing nearly $2 billion from Canberra, with a big chunk of that to fix up roads.
The cash will be in their accounts on July 1. They have to spend it within 12 months. We want to see high-vis workers on the ground. We want to see bulldozers pushing dirt around. We want to see that local procurement. That will be one of the criteria.
That's Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. And with the cold and flu season fast approaching, doctors are worried we're not getting enough vitamins and minerals. Leo Rorkberger from MyDNA says up to a third of us are vitamin D deficient.
And there's a whole lot of emerging research that says that if you have low levels of vitamin D, your immune system is not running at full pelt and you're more susceptible to getting respiratory infections. So given that, I think it's very important that we let people know, get out there and get a bit of sun and get their vitamins back to normal.
You ready?
Former Rooster Brayden Astor has huge question marks over their chances of winning a third premiership in a row after the release of the NRL fixture. The Chooks will have to play Souths, Broncos, Storm and Raiders twice, and Astor telling Fox Lee they can't afford to get off to a slow start.
They're 0-2. Couple of question marks in key positions in a tough draw like this. Yep. They need to come out flying.
Meantime, ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis has revealed his biggest regret of the COVID-19 saga is shutting the season down.